Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Well, I'm no Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, but you might remember my voice. I'm Toby Altizer. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up next month in May. Bucks lose tonight, 125-107, and let's just be frank, when Giannis and Dame are not playing, they're not going to have much of a shot, especially against a good team in Oklahoma City. Again, they lose 125-107. Just looking through some of the various things, we're going to go inside the box score coming up in just a little bit. We'll also hear from head coach Doc Rivers, Rohan Kadi from the Eurostep podcast. Haven't talked with him in a while. We're going to talk with him coming up in just a little bit as well. And feel free if you want to hop in and talk about tonight's game, which, if there is something you want to talk about from tonight's game, feel free. But more so, let's look ahead. You got a game on Sunday that now has a little bit of playoff implications with the Knicks winning tonight, with the Bucks losing tonight. We can talk about some of that with the seeding. Also, we can talk about the playoffs. The playoffs are coming up soon here. Is there a matchup that you like? Is there a matchup you don't like? Who do you want to avoid? We can talk about all those things. Give us a call. 414-677-1250. I mean, tonight was going to always be a difficult one with Giannis and Dame both being out. And AJ Green was also out for Oklahoma City. Josh Giddey was out. You know, I think when we think of a night like tonight, you want to see some intensity. You want to see the guys play hard. I don't know that there's a whole lot of good that you can take out of tonight. The one thing Charlie and I were talking before the show began, you know, there's a few things that maybe you can take out of tonight. I thought the big thing for me out of tonight is I thought Chris Middleton looked pretty good in 23 minutes, 7-10 from the field, 2-2 from three, ended up with 18 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. You hope that maybe that can be something that carries over into the playoffs because, you know, this team, and we'll get more into this later in the show, we'll also talk about it on Sunday. I'll be in for Sparky then as well. Make sure that you're listening after the game on Sunday, wrapping up the regular season. Don't worry, Sparky's going to be back in the fold, not only for the postgame show going into the playoffs, but back on Monday for Wisconsin Sports Daily coming up from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Going to be awesome to have some local sports programming back here on 1250 AM The Fan. Also want to be listening because they're going to be giving away some Bucks post-game ticket or post-series postseason. Man, I can't talk tonight. Postseason tickets to some Bucks games, so make sure you're listening to 1250 AM The Fan weekdays 2 to 5. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer breaking it all down for you. But I thought Chris Middleton looked solid tonight. I thought that he looked like he got a little bit of a rhythm going. There was a funky basket in the either the first or the second quarter, in the first half for sure, where you know he's driving up. He expects to get a foul call from Lou Dort and reaching in there over a screen, and he throws it up. He doesn't get the foul call, but he still drains it. You know, sometimes you get those things going, and he just had a little bit going tonight. But to be frank, there wasn't much tonight. You know, the Thunder, they looked motivated. They had their guys playing for the most part, except for Giddey. You know, SGA was fantastic in the first quarter. There wasn't a whole lot you were doing there. Chet Holmgren, I thought, was really, really good tonight as well. They were clearly just outplayed tonight by a team that, one, I felt like was trying a little bit harder. You know, if there's the big thing that's discouraging tonight, you didn't have Giannis or Dame, so it's not like you're going to take huge a ton out of this game. But it felt like the Thunder came out a little bit more motivated. You'd think with some of the guys that are still playing, you know, Patrick Beverley, a Bobby Portis, that are those energy guys, you would hope that they would still bring some of that energy. You didn't feel it, right? You didn't feel it, especially in the first half. You just didn't feel it. I mean, in that first half, the Bucks finished with 10 turnovers. The Thunder had 10 steals off of those, 5 blocks at the half. The Thunder just, I don't know, anytime the Bucks felt like they were going to get something going, it just got shut down, and the Bucks just didn't match their energy tonight, which, you know, it's a road game, second to last game of the year, like we already talked about, Giannis and Dame sitting out tonight. It just felt like they didn't want to match that energy, and you know what, it's kind of fine, you're rolling into the postseason. These last couple games you would hope are a little bit of a tune-up. That obviously wasn't going to happen with the Giannis injury. And you give Dame a little bit of rest tonight. They call it an abductor injury. I don't know. I don't know. Either way, you got no Giannis or Dame. You would have hoped to see a little bit better effort. But in reality, you are always going to be outmanned against the Oklahoma City team. And let's just be frank, they're pretty good this year, right? They're a fun team to watch. If you haven't been paying attention to what they've been doing, they're 56-25. There's still a chance, I believe, for them to get that number one seed in the Western Conference. So it's not like it's any slouch. And even if this were a full strength night for the Bucks, you could make the argument that the Thunder are the better basketball team regardless. Now, you know, these teams matched up before, not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and the Bucks got the better of the Thunder 118-93. Obviously, you saw the Thunder wanted to get back tonight. They want to get back. They were clearly ready to go. But
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You have a game like tonight going into the playoffs. It's tough to take much away from it. It really is, because this is a squad that you're frankly not going to see in the postseason. Now, you know, the intriguing thing is, what does Giannis's injury look like? You know, you get the report from the Journal Sentinel the other day saying that Dame had this same sort of injury last year, and he really missed about 2 weeks of real time, about 2 weeks. And from the time of the injury to the time that they lace up for their first game of whoever they face in the playoffs, it's going to be about 2 weeks. You just worry about it, man. You really do. And this is something we can talk about tonight as well. You know, Giannis and Dame, you need them both to win an NBA Finals. That's clear, especially Giannis. But is it something where you have to get Giannis back out on the floor for this year and put him in danger for what could be coming down the pike in years to come? I mean, immediately my mind goes back to that 2021 run. You know, my thought process was when he went down with that injury against the Atlanta Hawks, you know, my immediate reaction was not, oh no, they're not going to win the finals. My immediate reaction was, oh no, Giannis is gone for next year as well. And it's just one of those things where you got to be careful with Giannis here. You just do. You can't do anything reckless and force him back out on the floor. And really, it's not even forcing him back out onto the floor. He's going to force his way onto the floor. It's helping him realize he's got to do what's the best interest of his body. So if that's something where he's got to sit a few games into the first round, and yeah, that means that Dame is going to have to come out firing and the guys are going to have to pick up the slack for Giannis. Yeah, it's going to be tough, and maybe it leads to a first round exit, but you just can't risk the long-term health of Giannis. Now, everything sounds like he's going to be all right. The Bucks are optimistic. It sounds like it's something where you don't have to worry about it. But at the same point, it's just so hard when you saw a similar sort of thing. We don't know the exact injury that it was with Durant, but it was a calf strain. And then all of a sudden in the NBA Finals, it's a torn Achilles. You know, there was one saving grace when you saw that injury the other night. It was he didn't look back, right? When you see an Achilles injury, just from what you hear from athletes who have gone through it, the experience for them is it feels like you got kicked, right? You got kicked from behind. And so you'll see someone look back there like, oh, who stepped on my foot or who hit me or tripped me? And there's nothing there. And that's kind of that feeling, that pop that you get with the Achilles. Giannis never looked back. So everything seems fine, but it just makes you a little bit wary. It just makes you a little bit hesitant, because he is so important to this team. He is this team. To be frank, like, just seeing the comments from Giannis, you know, as being out here from afar, as I'm out here in Washington, D.C., been covering the Bucks from afar, been keeping up with what they've been doing. But just seeing his comments, like, classic Giannis saying, you know, this is Dame's team now. No, it's not, Giannis. Be real. And be real, Giannis. Like, the city of Milwaukee, if you had to think of one person right now that is synonymous anywhere in the world, you ask them, who do you think of when you say Milwaukee? Not even the Milwaukee Bucks. You just say Milwaukee. They're going to say Giannis Antetokounmpo. That guy is that important. And we love that guy. We love Giannis. You cannot jeopardize future seasons for this season, which, let's be real, we're going to talk about the playoffs tonight. How good are the Bucks' chances, honestly? Let's be real. Let's take a step back. I know Giannis is on this team. I know Dame is on this team. You guys have been through it all year. You're on your second head coach, full-time head coach, third, if you want to count Prunty in there. This has been a whirlwind year. And it can be something where maybe next year is the time. But you cannot jeopardize Giannis in his long term. Again, he could be right back out there. Whoever they play in the first round, he could be fine. That's ideal. But on a night like tonight, when there's nothing going on, there's the guys that played, let's be real, it's not a lot of these guys that got in late in the game especially are going to be proving any role in a playoff series. You just wonder, though, if they can at least get it done for you for one series. But this is where it gets intriguing. You have some of the stuff happen tonight where we look through the standings and you have a big win tonight for the 76ers, and they're kind of dealing with their own thing where they want to get out of the play-in tournament. And with the win tonight, I believe they got out of the play-in tournament. So now they sit, or with the Pacers, they're now back into the play-in tournament. But they're still playing right there. They're right on the edge. And Joel Embiid tonight goes down with an injury, exits, comes back. That's great. But you just don't want that to happen with Giannis. You don't. And it's tough because if you're the Bucks and you don't have what happened last year, you can maybe say, let's coast through the first round. If you don't have what happened last year, you can think, all right, we can find a way, especially with the Damian Lillard. It's different last year, you know, with the guys that you had with a Drew Holiday, as much as we love Drew Holiday still and what he did for this Bucks team on a championship run. as much as you love Chris Middleton, if they didn't have Giannis, if that was still the team and they don't have Giannis, regardless of who they play in the first round, I think just about anybody's going to like the chances of the other team. You've got Damian Lillard. You'd hope with his ability, even though he's not had the year that Bucks fans expected, you'd hope this playoff hero that's done a couple of things for Portland in his time could step up and carry the load. Again, this is probably making too much about Giannis, but it just overstates the fact that I don't want them to jeopardize his health for next season when maybe everything can start clicking. I mean, let's just be real about how tumultuous this year has been for the Milwaukee Bucks. But maybe it's something where if you can just get him healthy for next year, then you can go in that role. But even so, just keep him healthy and hopefully get through the first round and save him for that second round or something. Again, he's probably going to be fine. He's probably going to play. Hopefully, it's just being a little bit overdramatic. But either way, I want to talk to you guys tonight, though. 414-677-1250. What'd you make of the game tonight? Who do you want to face? Who do you not want to face? What do you think about Doc Rivers going into the playoffs? Do you have trust in what he's going to be able to do? We're going to continue talking about all these things on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. I'm Toby Altizer. Keep it tuned right here to 1250 AM, The Fan.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Taking a look inside the box score, we'll start with the Milwaukee Bucks. They're starting five tonight. Pat Beverly, Malik Beasley, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, and Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis, not a whole lot going on tonight. 21 minutes, 2-7 from the field, 8 rebounds, only 4 points, 3 assists, a block, and 2 turnovers. He kind of struggled in this one. Chris Middleton, like I mentioned earlier, had a solid game. He scored 18 points on 7 of 10 shooting, 2 of 2 from deep, also 2 of 2 from the line, had 7 rebounds and 6 assists with a steal. 2 turnovers for him, a little bit of a theme for the Bucks. A lot of turnovers tonight. You don't like to see 17 total turnovers. Brooke Lopez had some nice minutes tonight. 23 minutes, 7 of 14 from the field, 2 of 7 from deep, 2 of 2 from the line. He finished with only 2 rebounds, both offensive, 1 assist. He had 18 points. Pat Bev, 6 points on 2 of 5 shooting in 24 minutes. Malik Beasley had a solid night as well. 17 points in 30 minutes. 3 of 5 from deep, 7 of 10 from the field. A bevy of guys played off the bench. Danilo Gallinari with 11 points off the bench in 19 minutes. Jay Crowder had 3 points in 25 minutes. 5 rebounds for him as well. Chris Livingston with a solid game as well. He gave you, in 14 minutes, 6 points and 5 boards. Thanasis got in and threw down a couple jams for 4 points. Pat Connaughton had 8 points. Again, everybody getting involved tonight. Ty Washington in 14 minutes giving you 2 points. Ryan Rollins played some minutes, gave you 3 points. So a little bit of everybody getting in the action tonight for the Bucks, which is to be expected after, you know, they tried to make a little bit of comeback in the second half, but it just wasn't going to happen. So getting the guys in, getting, you know, I like the fact that as you're winding down here, you know, Pat Bev only 24 minutes, Brooke Lopez only 23, Middleton only 23, Bobby Portis only 21. It just wasn't going to happen tonight against the Thunder. Even when the Bucks would try to make a run, it was just clear that the firepower for the Thunder, having most of their guys, the only guy for them being out was Josh Giddey. It was just clear, too much firepower for the Thunder tonight. So I like the fact that you get them in there. They play some minutes. They can get a little bit of a groove like I thought Middleton got into. I thought there were some decent plays from Brook tonight as well, but don't exert them too much heading into the playoffs, even though they'll have, you know, extended time off. Looking for the Thunder, Chet Holmgren, I thought was fantastic tonight. 22 points on 9 of 13 shooting in only 25 minutes. He was 1 of 4 from deep, 3 of 3 from the line, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. I want to talk about him more in a minute because this NBA rookie thing, we'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Jalen Williams in the starting lineup, which at one point tonight, you got Williams on the floor for the Oklahoma City Thunder and 2 Jalen Williams, which is just crazy to think about. But the starting Jalen Williams in 27 minutes, 17 points for him. Gordon Hayward, 6 points in 26 minutes. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander got off. Gilgeous-Alexander got off to a really good first quarter, and then he was a little bit slowed down after that, but 7 of 21 from the field for 23 points, 9 of 9 from the line, where he likes to live, 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Lou Dort had 11 points. He had 3 steals as well, and he played 27 minutes. Jalen Williams off the bench with 10 points. Aaron Wiggins had a good night as well with 24 minutes off the bench and 19 points. But I want to talk a little bit about this Thunder team that they played tonight. Obviously, the Bucks got the better of them at Fiserv Forum not that long ago. And, you know, they clearly wanted a little bit of get back tonight. You could see that with some of the intensity that they played with. But I want to talk about Chet Holmgren. This guy has all the potential makings of a superstar. And, you know, they're talking about it on the broadcast tonight. This is a guy that is likely to finish second in Rookie of the Year voting. Why is he considered a rookie? I could go off on this for a while, but he's not a rookie. I think Blake Griffin had this same sort of thing. You see this with various players where they get drafted, they have an injury, they don't play at all their true rookie year, right? And so then they're eligible to win Rookie of the Year the following year. That's not how that works. You don't get to just hang out and be with the team all year long, train, get the medical assistance, learn the playbook, all the things that go with being a professional basketball player. You don't get to do all of that one time and then finally actually get to suit up and play and now you're a rookie. No. Look, think about the guys that actually get drafted and play their first year. I understand it sucks to not be able to win Rookie of the Year because you got hurt your first year in the league. But sorry, man, that's just how it goes. Like, I don't get how a guy who has had a year of professional basketball under his belt, even if he's not playing, like, just think about it. Think about the access, he's a part of the team. I don't know. That's just something that irks me a little bit. But Chet Holmgren is going to be a fantastic player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And this is a team that they're finally starting to see some of the fruits of what Sam Presti has done. He's been fantastic with his ability to get draft picks and then to turn those draft picks into good players. And, you know, making a move where you move off Paul George and you turn it into Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He is a fantastic player. Like, they've got so much talent and they've still got a lot of picks. And they're sitting right there with a chance in the Western Conference. That team is going to be fun to watch for a long time. They were clearly the better team tonight. They get the win. I want to talk with you guys, though, on the postgame show. 414-677-1250. The Bucks lose tonight 125-107. What do you make of tonight's game? Also, looking ahead to the playoffs, is there a team that you want to avoid? What do you make of Giannis's injury? How much does it concern you? Feel free to call in at any point during the show. But just looking through some of the game notes that I wrote down from watching the game, I thought early on Oklahoma City was showing much more intensity. They look like the team that was ready to go out and play, frankly. They look like the team that wanted to get out there, wanted to get a win tonight. Even though they don't hold the destiny, their own destiny, they don't control it to get the one seed in the Western Conference, they look like they were fighting for something. And frankly, Milwaukee had much more in their own hands. Now, obviously, they're not playing with Giannis or Dame. They're playing without those guys, so that's a little bit different. But you would have just hoped to see a little bit of intensity from this team tonight. You know, whether it's Bobby needed to bring it. You know, I heard you guys talking about this on the postgame show the other day. What kind of Bobby is going to show up on the road? We know what Bobby does at Fiserv Forum. We know how energized he is, how fired up he is. We know that guy. We love that guy. There's a reason people chant his name all the time at Fiserv Forum, because he's electric. Where is some of that electricity on the road? You needed that tonight, especially in the first quarter, because this is a classic type of game where the Bucks can lose this game and no one cares, right? No Giannis or Dame. We knew that before the game. If the game script was something like they came out in the first quarter, they're playing hard, they're giving a lot of energy, They might even be down by 10, but they're working hard. They're fighting on the offensive glass. They're doing all these things. Second quarter, they may be going a little bit of a run, but they're still down. Third quarter, they keep trying, but it's just something where, okay, The two stars are out. They're outmatched. That's one you can live with. I didn't love the effort tonight, and that is something that is concerning because this is a team that is quick, is fast, and they want to get up and down the floor, and at times you're just not seeing the Bucks match that energy, which is the concerning part. Because if there's anything to take out of tonight, look, it's not the X's and O's. This isn't the team that's going to be playing in the playoffs. It's can you match the energy of a young basketball team that wants to get up and down a little bit like Oklahoma City? And at times, I just didn't feel like I saw it. And if you want the epitome of that, you know, there's about 3.8 seconds, I think, was the time left. Clock was stopped, I think, for Milwaukee free throws. And they sub in Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams, guys that have been on the bench, clearly want to try to get one last shot in before the end of the first quarter. And they run the Christian Laettner-esque play, where you throw it from the baseline to the tall guy at the free throw line. Holmgren catches it, lays it off to Jalen Williams, and he gets a foul at the rim. That's not an execution thing for Oklahoma City. It is a little bit, but that's an effort thing for Milwaukee. Someone's got to be in the passing lane. I get Chet Holmgren 7 feet tall. But it was so uncontested, it was if it was drawn up and run against the scout team. And they got a foul, you go to the line, 2 points right there. That's just a simple microcosm, I think, of what we saw tonight. That's just a lack of effort. And that is a little bit concerning because you don't want that going into the playoffs. You obviously want the guys to play well. You need to find more of a rhythm. You were hoping that down the stretch here, just these last couple games, it was going to be a chance to get all the guys on the floor together and gel. That's not going to happen. Giannis got hurt. But you can at least give that energy. I didn't feel like we saw that. So early on, even though the Bucks shot over 50% in the first quarter, they were down 41-34. Then in the second quarter, you know, just the Bucks went on a 7-0 run, and then the Thunder called timeouts. The Thunder just had too much tonight. That was clear. Like I said, you know, you want to see better effort, but even so, I think the Thunder are winning tonight, up 69-52 at the half. In the third quarter, the Bucks were able to get back within 11. They ended up getting back to within 12 to end the third quarter. And then, like we said, the Thunder ended up winning 125-107 tonight. I don't know that there's tons to take away from tonight, frankly. You would have liked to have seen better effort, like I said. But I don't know that there's a ton to take away because Giannis and Dame didn't play. But when we look ahead to the playoffs and you look at some of the teams that you might face off against, I do think it's a little bit concerning when you're the Bucks, you haven't played well all year, and there's going to be some tough teams that you might have to face in the first round. I mean, as things currently sit, the Bucks have the 2 seed. They're sitting there with the same record as the New York Knicks. You know, if the Bucks end up losing on Sunday and the Knicks win, then all of a sudden you're no longer as a top 2 seed, which some cases might be nice because you might know your opponent. But at that point, it could be any of the Magic or the Pacers or the Sixers. And I don't know about you, but, you know, with the effort that you saw tonight, a Pacers team is a little bit concerning. I think that, you know, the Bucks can beat any of these teams. The Pacers are a little bit concerning. I'd be okay facing the Magic, but do you really want to face a Sixers team if Joel Embiid can get healthy and play? I don't know. This is just something where the Bucks, you'd think you'd feel a little more comfortable than you do, but you just don't. You don't. I mean, this is a team that's 31-11 at home, 18 of 21 on the road. You got to be a little bit concerned. Now, they're going to have home court in the first round. And this is an interesting thing, too. You know what happens if you fall a little bit down here? I think it's still possible that the Bucks could end up with the 4 seed if they were to lose. And if that's the case, you know, do you match up with Boston in the second round? And our guy, Bart Winkler, I thought brought up a really good point. I forget where I saw, whether it was his podcast or, you know, on his show the other night. I thought it was an interesting point that if you're looking at the Bucks and thinking that they're going to lose, then you obviously want them to match up with Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you're going in, it doesn't matter, and you think they're going to win, then why does it matter when you face off with them? I think that this seeding thing is a big deal because ultimately it's going to choose who you're going to face off against. But if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you should beat any of these teams you're going to face in the first round. Boston's going to be tough to beat, regardless. And you're going to run into someone tough in the second round. But this is a team that, frankly, Charlie, and I hate to say it, but it just has a feel of a team that could get bounced early because you don't know what team is going to show up night in, night out. I mean, this is a team that can look dominant. You saw it the other night. They can look really good, even, you know, even though Boston's not fully locked in. You know, this is a team that can look dominant, but then another night, they can just not show up. And I want to come on here and say, like, I want to immediately say there's no way that Giannis, we all know Giannis, we all love Giannis. My time in Milwaukee was fantastic, largely because Giannis Antetokounmpo, right, got to cover that 2021 finals run. Giannis is awesome. You want to say, okay, there's no chance that Giannis, of all people, is going to allow this team to come in unprepared, to not be ready to roll, to not have everything ready to go. Did we not see that same thing happen last year, though? Felt like Giannis would do his best, and they lost in the first round. Not to say that the Heat weren't a good team, not saying any of that. You know, obviously, the Heat went on a crazy run, and that was awesome. But you don't want to face off with the Heat in the first round. To me, it's just difficult because you look at who the Bucks could face off against, and this is a team that you want to go on a long run, and you've got the players to do it. There's a reason that when the Dame Lillard trade was made, everyone, not just in Milwaukee, but all around the country was like, man, they might have gotten something here. They might have gotten the missing piece. Because you go from having, you know, a number one option in Giannis to having, you know, I think in a really good basketball world, occasionally Chris Middleton throughout his career has stepped up to be a number two. And he did it during the run to the NBA Finals. I think on most teams, he's going to probably, you know, most really good teams, he can sit as a three, especially now, Chris Middleton. I think he kind of fits in as a three. And I think Drew Holiday is more of a three, maybe even a four in terms of offensive option. He's fantastic defensively. You went from having that, whereas they're clear number one, and you've got a couple of guys that are probably playing up a little bit. So now you've got Giannis, a number one. You've got Dame, who's supposed to be a number one. And you've got Chris Middleton now filling a perfect role where he's not number two, he's number three. And when you need him to, he can step up. The issue is, we've seen it all year long with the Bucks. It's been up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. You don't know what team's going to show up. When you think that they might get something going, they start losing basketball games. It's just a team you don't know is going to show up. And that's discouraging going into the playoffs because of what happened last season, where if you were just going in off of some long runs in the playoffs and they were to, you know, get matched up with any of these teams in the first round, you'd feel confident. You'd feel like this team could get it going because, like I said earlier, you'd immediately land on 34's back and you'd say, Antetokounmpo, carry us, buddy. Giannis, you got this. And you'd feel good about that. But when you look at what happened last year, you can't feel great going into this playoffs with what's going on, especially when Giannis is going to be a little bit banged up. We'll see how healthy he is. But like I talked about a little bit earlier, I don't want to risk an injury with him, but we'll see what happens with him. But there's no way that he's going to be fully 100% right away. If he is great, I'd love to be wrong on that. Damian Lillard has not looked like the Damian Lillard that you were fully expecting, even though he's gotten better and there are spurts. He hasn't looked like Damian Lillard that was carrying Portland teams at times. Chris Middleton's a little bit inconsistent in terms of his play and his health. I mean, this team, just talking around the station with some of the guys today out here in D.C., guys that cover, you know, the league more in general, are like, man, the Bucks. I don't know, man. They just have first-round exit all over them. So I want to ask you guys this, and we can talk about this a little bit more coming up. If they have that written on them, which I think they do, just to be honest, which of these teams do you not want to match up with? I think the Bucks can get through round one. I think they will. I hope they will. But which of these teams are you a little bit scared to match up with? 414-677-1250. Rohan Kadi from the Eurostep podcast coming up in just a little bit as well. But before we take a break, I'm going to tell you about Wendy's new breakfast burrito. It's a full-blown breakfast rolled to perfection. Right now at Wendy's, kickstart your morning with the new breakfast burrito. This isn't your average breakfast burrito. We're talking six strips of bacon, seasoned potatoes, which are fantastic, by the way, two fresh cracked eggs, and two slices of cheese all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. It's a complete breakfast in one hand, ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing Wendy's new breakfast burrito. The Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. I'm Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Keep it tuned right here to 1250 AM, The Fan.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
No Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Toby Altizer in for him as the Bucks lose tonight 125-107. No Giannis, no Dame, and no win for the Bucks tonight. But let's look at some of these playoff scenarios because it is wacky, wacky, wacky in the Eastern Conference. It's something where the Bucks could play any one of four or five teams. It just gets wacky. And there's only one game left for the Bucks. They're going to take on the Magic on Sunday. But let's first look at the Bucks scenario, right? So right now, they are second in the Eastern Conference at 49-32. The Knicks are also 49-32. They hold the tiebreaker over the Knicks. But the Cleveland Cavaliers hold the four seed at 48-33. So what happens if on Sunday, if we look ahead to the schedule, the Bucks play the Magic, you have Cleveland playing Charlotte, and you have New York playing Chicago. So if it so happens that the Bucks lose, the Knicks lose, and the Cavaliers win, all the teams would finish with 49 wins. If that were the case, the Cavaliers would actually get the second seed in the Eastern Conference, and then the Bucks would have the tiebreaker over the Knicks, so the Bucks would be third, and then you would have the Knicks as fourth. The only positive of that, if you're a Bucks fan, you would know your opponent right away, so you could start scouting right away. You don't have to wait for the play-in tournament and the result there. Obviously, with the play-in tournament, you finish second in the Eastern Conference. It's something where, you know, at worst, you're going to know one of two teams. So it's really not that big of a deal, but you would at least know exactly who you're going to face. But then we look at how crazy it is where you look at some of the teams down below and where some of the seeding could go around the play-in tournament. You have the Magic at 46-35. You have the Pacers at 46-35. You have the 76ers currently in the play-in tournament now as the seventh seed at 46-35. And then you have the Heat at 45-36. And we're not even going to delve into all those scenarios. We're not going to. But the point is, this could get crazy on Sunday because you look at the schedule, you know, every Eastern Conference team, the NBA did this on purpose, every Eastern Conference team on Sunday is going to play at noon, every single one, right? Washington's taking on Boston, Charlotte's taking on Cleveland, Atlanta's taking on Indiana, Toronto's taking on Miami, Chicago taking on New York, Milwaukee taking on Orlando, and Brooklyn taking on Philadelphia. All of those games tipping off at the same time. So if you're the Bucks, if you win on Sunday, you guarantee yourself the number two seed. And I don't think it's a good idea to go playing, well, we want to do this, so we want to get this matchup, so we want to set our starters. No. Go out there and try to win. Go out there and try and get a win in Orlando on Sunday. Finish the season on a high note. Get that number two seed. And any one of a few things can happen down there. You know, it's something where, you know, even if the Bucks have everything fall their way, they still might face the 76ers in the first round. They might face the Pacers. You might face the Heat, which you obviously don't want to see. You might face the Magic. It's going to get wild for the Bucks. They could face so many different teams. But go out there on Sunday and try to get that victory just to kind of finish everything. But all the scenarios in this Eastern Conference are absolutely wild. It's absolutely wild. 414-677-1250. Is there a team that you're looking at that you're saying, I kind of want to avoid that team? It's the Bucks post-game show. And make sure you're listening on Monday and every weekday now, 2 to 5, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily. The show is going to give away Bucks postseason tickets, hopefully for more than just one round. Hopefully it keeps on rolling, but make sure you're checking that out. Excited for Sparky to have a show back on these airwaves, talking about the Bucks, obviously, but the Packers and the Brewers as well. So I'm pretty excited about that. But make sure you check out the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May. It's crazy. We're almost to May. It's only a couple of weeks, and we're going to be at May. It's crazy. The NBA regular season is winding down. We're talking about it. You want to hop in again, 414-677-1250.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
And we will hear from the head coach, Doc Rivers, coming up in just a little bit, as well as maybe the future head coach. I joke, but Eurostep podcast co-host, the one and only Rohan Kadi. We'll talk with him coming up in just a little bit. Toby Altizer is in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. I want to tell you about Wendy's and their Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Are you not a morning person? Well, you are now, because Wendy's is bringing you one of the more sweet reasons, just one more sweet reason to hop out of bed, the all-new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning cravings. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Man, it's late tonight, Charlie, but kind of want it to be morning already, so I go check that out. Sounds fantastic.
Definitely. I'm more interested in that, the breakfast burrito.
I mean, why not both? Why not both, man? Why not both? Speaking of why not both, hopefully, you know, both the Giannis and Dame back fully ready to go for the playoffs. So I want to ask you this, Charlie. I think this is, I don't know what the precedent is on this. I was thinking about this the other night as I was preparing, you know, making sure I was all up to speed on everything with the Bucks and everything, just making sure all the different things. But obviously this team has been, it's had a tumultuous year. You know, we don't need to go through all that. We know. It's almost felt like this has been more than one season for the Bucks. But is it one of those things where when you go through a regular season, and we talk about this all the time with the NBA, the postseason is so different from the regular season, it's not even close to the same game. Now, we've seen the second half of the NBA season officiated differently, so I think we've seen a little bit difference, and then it's a little more like playoff basketball, so teams have been able to probably prepare a little bit better. But in terms of when you get into a playoff series, you're preparing for one team, right? You know, when you are going into a full regular season, I think it's cool when you listen to some of these player podcasts. You know, LeBron has one with J.J. Redick now. You have some of the retired players like, you know, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, and even Paul George has a podcast. You listen to some of these guys talk about the regular season versus the postseason, and it's just so intriguing to hear the difference in the intensity, the preparation, the way that they go about their business for the playoffs versus a regular season game. So for a regular season game, because you play 82 of them, you're playing 3, 4, 5 times a week, and you're playing a lot of basketball games, you can't sit there and just say, all right, we're going to throw out this strategy this game, we're going to throw out this defensive strategy this game. You can tweak bits and pieces, but for the most part, it's kind of roll the balls out and let's play. You know, you're kind of going to go out there, you're going to play your game, whatever your game is, you're going to kind of do it that night. And then you're going to see if it's better than Orlando's that night. You're going to see if it's better than Boston's that night. It's kind of just going to be you're going to be who you are. You know, Milwaukee's going to be Milwaukee. Boston's going to be Boston. And we'll see who wins. When you play in a playoff series, it's a lot more like how you see in a football season. Where in football, when you face off against a team, you have a whole week to prepare. Right? And so you see totally different things week to week. Now, you've got your bread and butter, no doubt about it. But you're like, all right, this play is going to work against this team because they run this defense. We're gonna set up a game plan for it. That's kind of how the NBA playoffs are, where it's no longer let's roll the balls out. It's, all right, we got a seven-game series against whoever. You know, whether it's going to be the Sixers for the Bucks this year, whether it's going to be, you know, the Miami Heat again, whoever it's going to be. It's going to be something where, all right, these eight guys are playing the whole entirety of the 48 minutes. That's who's going to be our rotation, eight, nine guys. We're not going 10, 12 deep. We're sticking with these eight, nine guys. We're not doing this. We're sticking with this coverage. We're doing this offensively until they do something, then we're adjusting. You wonder if because of how tumultuous this season has been and going from one head coach to the next head coach and trying to figure out this and doing this and so many different philosophies getting thrown around, when you're going about that in the regular season, it gets a little bit wild. Because like what I was talking about, it's something where you just roll the balls out and play. But when you get into the playoffs, you're game planning for that specific team, you're shortening the rotations. I don't know of a team off the top of my head that I can think of immediately that has done this. But you almost wonder if you're a Bucks fan, if getting into the playoffs just solves everything for this team. One, it's going to make the focus that much more heightened. They're going to be that much more focused on what's going on. But the scouting report gets that much more in depth. And you focus on just doing what you need to do to win that series. It's no longer about, okay, we're going to experiment with this. We're going to try this. No, it's just, we're going to do this. And this is what's going to win it. You wonder if shortening those things and doing that things is going to help the Bucks get things figured out. Speaking of getting the things figured out, we've got our guy, Rohan Kadi, on the line joining us here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. You can check out Rohan Kadi on the Eurostep podcast, which, Rohan, I tell people out here all the time, I'm out here in D.C. now, been covering the team a little bit from afar, but I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, I think I have a good name for my podcast when I do it. It's called Toby Continued. I feel pretty good about that. Nothing tops the Eurostep podcast. I think that's the best podcast name there is.
I appreciate it. I wish I could take credit for the name, but it was already established when I joined. But yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to talk Bucks anytime.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a team, like I was just talking about before you hopped on here, this is a team that's kind of had a crazy regular season, right? I mean, we can talk a little bit about the game tonight, but I don't feel like there's much to take out of a game where Giannis and Dame aren't playing a couple of games for the playoffs. But, you know, you look at what they've kind of done throughout the regular season. It's been kind of all over the place. Do you think that getting into the playoffs and focusing solely on one team and focusing solely on we're playing these eight, nine guys and just the intensity of playoff basketball maybe is a jolt that the Bucks need to kind of get them into gear?
Absolutely. They absolutely need some sort of jolt to get them into gear. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's been one weird regular season. It almost feels like there's been three separate regular seasons in one. It's been a draining season for the Milwaukee Bucks. But I will say, yeah, this is a jolt. The playoffs are a jolt that this team needs. This is an older team. It's a veteran-heavy team, veteran-heavy rotation. They know what the stakes are. All of these guys are battle-tested, and five of these guys are champions. This is a squad that knows, hey, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do in order to win basketball games in the postseason. They need this jolt. And yeah, cut out all other distractions. You don't have to worry about team to team, going from one game to the next. You just have one team in front of you, one squad. You got to survive one round and do it all over again for another three, hopefully.
Yeah, it's just going to be interesting, too, because I started the show off tonight talking about Giannis's injury. I'm curious, what's your level of concern about that? Because we've gotten reports saying that the Bucks are, you know, optimistic and he's going to be good to go for the playoffs, but then you just think about other injuries you've seen and you don't want to put him in jeopardy for next season and rushing him out there for this. It's just, it's crazy to see this all happen right before the playoffs. What is your level of concern about Giannis and that injury?
I'm slightly concerned. I will say slightly concerned because if anything, he's going to miss the beginning games of the first round. And my take all season and when talking about playoff seeding and all of that in terms of do you want to dodge an opponent or something in the first round, if you're concerned about winning a first round matchup, it does, nothing else matters. You're not built to win a title. Because if you're concerned about a first-round series, you're not built for this. You're not ready to be a contender. And this team, they think of themselves as contenders. So if you want to worry about a first-round series, whether Giannis is going to play all games or not, then this is a team that can't be taken seriously. Obviously, Giannis, they need Giannis if they want to be able to win a title as the best player on the team, one of the best players in basketball. They need him in order to win at all and achieve their goals. But in terms of a first-round series, you shouldn't need him for the entirety of the series. You should be able to get it done. That's why you go get a guy like Damian Lillard. So you can have another apex-level superstar, theoretically, on your team. This is what Dame is here to do. If you look back at last year, the season before, if you have Giannis missing some games in last year's series against the Heat, the year before, Chris Middleton is missing the entire series against the Celtics. Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton in those series, respectively, they were not prepared to take on that role. They were not prepared to step up for that moment. Damian Lillard should be that guy. He should be that guy. He should be ready to say, hey, Giannis is out, big fella's out. I should be able to handle this first-round series. And the reason that gives me optimism is in these games that we haven't seen Giannis play and we've seen Dame play, he's played very confidently all season long when Giannis hasn't played and Dame's played. Dame's played very confidently. He's used to being that number one option. So it's not something that I'm really, truly uber concerned about. Obviously, it is concerning in terms of injury. You want the best of health for all players and Giannis. And so that level of concern is there. But in terms of missing a first-round matchup, entirely I would be concerned, but I don't believe it's going to be something that keeps them out the entirety of the first round, which is why I'll say slightly concerned.
And so you look at this team. I mean, it is going to be crazy on Sunday with all the possible scenarios. There's so many different things that could happen, all the teams playing at the same time on Sunday. Looking at the possible matchups for the Bucks, which is an abundance at this point for the Bucks, is there a team that obviously they're not going to purposely try to avoid because there's not really anything they control other than trying to win the game against Orlando. But is there a matchup that you would say is the worst possible outcome for the Bucks in the first round?
For the first round, I would say the worst possible matchup is probably the Philadelphia 76ers, and that is because they have the best player of that tier of team. The only reason the Sixers are potentially going to be in the play-in, again, like you mentioned, no one knows where they're really going to end up. They could be in the play-in, they could be the sixth seed, who knows? But the reason that they're in that mix is because Joel Embiid has missed a lot of time this season and is just starting to get back. So, yeah, he's the reigning MVP, one of the best players in the league, and he's going to be the reason you're going to want to say, hey, Philly's the scariest matchup because they have a player, like an apex-level player. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. Never made a conference finals. Let's see. But I always have to throw that in there. But he is the best player in that group. And you, if you want to say scariest matchup, it's always the player that elevates their team to the highest level. And for that, in that tier, it's Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers.
And that's what makes it so tough, right? I mean, the Sixers, if they had Embiid all year, they're not in this situation, but you could end up, you know, if you're the Bucks, you could end up winning on Sunday and feeling good about yourselves as a two seed, and then you're facing off against the 76ers. But it's also a situation, too, where Embiid looked like he tweaked his knee again tonight, left the game, came back, but you feel like the Bucks should still get past them. But what is your confidence level in this team going into the playoffs?
That is a difficult question. my confidence level for this team going to the playoffs, I'll say, is I have a slight bit of confidence in that, and that's purely on reputation. Nothing that they've shown me this season or recently, if we want to say, has led me to say, oh, I 100% I trust this team going into the postseason. No, I'd be lying if I said that. This is a team that's been up and down. They've had so many changes internally. It's been such a slog of a season. They've been playing up and down. The one consistency that was Giannis is now hurt and is now an inconsistency. It is so difficult to say what I think about this team and how they're going to play in the playoffs. I will say slight confidence because, like I mentioned earlier, these are battle-tested players. And you have made this roster is built to win a title. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard are one of the best pairings in NBA history on paper. So that is what gives me confidence. It's nothing about what this team has done. It's what they're capable of doing. And that's what leads me to be a little bit confident in them, because there's a shot. Just putting sheer talent on the court is going to be able to win out. Like, this team absolutely could win a title this season. They absolutely could. They could also lose in the first round, just based on what I've seen this season. So there's so many different variables at play. Giannis's injury. Can Giannis and Dame and Chris coexist on the same court? Because we've seen this season the Bucks' original starting five with Malik Beasley instead of Patrick Beverley was the highest team in terms of net rating among five-man lineups this season. That unit was absolutely crushing teams and has been crushing teams all season long. That has been the one consistent thing. Damian Lillard, Malik Beasley, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooke Lopez, when those five are on the court, they have been dominating. So that's what's giving me confidence in this team. So I will say I'm slightly to fairly confident.
Yeah, so talking with Rohan Kadi here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's, Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. So I was talking about this earlier. We love Giannis, obviously, and my thing was you could go into this postseason and you could tell me, like, there's no way Giannis, even all the craziness of the season, there's no way Giannis lets this team lose in the first round. But we saw what happened last year, right? So what is the X factor to get this team going? Is it something where just playing in the playoffs like we talked about a little bit earlier? Is it something where Damian Lillard is going to have to take more on his plate with Giannis maybe being a little banged up? Is it maybe another guy that has to be an X factor? What is it that is going to get this team over the hump if they're going to make a run in the postseason?
It's Dame and Chris. It's Dame and Chris. It's always been Dame and Chris. Giannis is going to be Giannis no matter what. If he's playing in a game, he's going to give you all that he has, and all that he has is more than enough for his perspective. It's Dame and Chris. Dame has to be at least 80%, I'll say, of what he was in his prime. He has to be a star, maybe even a superstar, because that's what you traded him for. Sacrificed your perimeter defense, you sacrificed depth, you sacrificed your entire identity as a team in order to upgrade the point guard position and get a guy like Damian Lillard. That bet has to pay off. You have to have Damian Lillard performing at the peak of his powers, the best of his current abilities. And Chris Middleton also needs to be that guy. I've said all season long that Chris Middleton is the canary in the coal mine of this Bucks team. If he is not playing well, this team is not playing well, because he should be feasting on the space and the defenders that that the Giannis and Dame pairing allows him to go against. Because you have to focus so much on Giannis and Dame if you're an opposing defense. Chris Middleton should be playing like pickup out there. It should be that, like that for him. When he's humming, that means this team is humming. Everyone's getting touches. Everyone's getting to the right spot. Space is being created. Giannis is using his interior gravity. Dame is using his three-point shooting gravity. Everything is firing on all cylinders. So it comes down to Dame and Chris. Can they step up? Giannis is going to step up. We know this. Time and time again, he will show out in the postseason. We've seen it before from Chris Middleton. We haven't seen it from Dame in a Bucks uniform, because this is the first time, obviously. But we need to see that. That's the X factor.
So just a couple more for you. Talking with Rohan Kadi from the Eurostep podcast. Pretty simple. I mean, we have used Doc Rivers as a punching bag, especially in the postseason, for years and years and years when he was coaching other basketball teams. Now he's coaching the Milwaukee Bucks. What's your trust level in Doc Rivers going into the playoffs?
I think the biggest compliment I can pay Doc Rivers is I don't think he will be the reason the Bucks lose a playoff series. And I say that because of what I've been mentioning during this conversation, and that's the talent level of this team. We even saw during his last tenure with the Philadelphia 76ers, I thought his game plan was pretty good going into the postseason. It's just unfortunate that he had playoff droppers like James Harden and Joel Embiid combining forces like a Voltron in terms of playoff ineptitude out there. So I wouldn't place that blame solely on Doc Rivers. Do I think Doc Rivers is going to be a reason that the Bucks have an advantage over other teams? No, absolutely not. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I don't think he's going to be a net negative, which is honestly a great thing for this Bucks team.
Yeah, no kidding. hopefully this team goes far, and that's my last question for you here, Rohan, is if you're picking right now, we don't know the matchups, we don't know who they're going to match up with in the first round, but if you had to guess, just purely off what you've seen and the confidence you have in the team, how far are they going this postseason?
I'd say they make it to the conference finals. This is a stacked Eastern Conference at the top with the Boston Celtics, who have been playing like one of the best teams in NBA history this season. And it's going to be tough with this team to disrupt that rhythm, even though the Celtics have been letting their foot off the gas down the stretch here, and deservedly so. They've locked up the number one seed in the NBA for a few weeks now. But I'll say this. If you make it to the conference finals, anything can happen. If you're in the conference finals, you're four games away from the finals, and anything can happen in the finals. So I will say this Bucks team at least makes it to the conference finals. Do I feel confident that they're going to make the finals or win the finals? I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far. But I think they have the talent and the necessary style of play to be able to make it to the conference finals. And I'll tell you what, the Bucks have the best points differential against Boston this season amongst teams in the NBA. So, again, once you get to the conference finals, anything can happen.
Well, and I lied. I have one more. It kind of goes off of that. Which is more likely? And you kind of answered it with going to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe, you know, kind of going off of that. But which is more likely? This team wins the NBA Finals or loses in the first round?
Wins the NBA Finals. I'll say that. I know that if you want to come at me from a statistical and actual odds rating standpoint, I would not go that way because it's obviously so much more difficult to win the whole thing rather than just lose a series. But I will say this team was absolutely embarrassed last season. They had one of the biggest playoff upsets in NBA history happen against them. And they were embarrassed. They were the laughing stock of the league. They do not want that to happen to them again. They will put whatever it takes in order to at least make it out of the first round. So I would not say that this team is going to lose in the first round.
Rohan, appreciate the time, man. It's always good to chat.
Yeah, it's a great time. Thank you for having me.
There you heard from Rohan Kadi. You can check him out on the Eurostep podcast if you want to find him on Twitter. It's R. Kadi Jr., R-K-A-T-T-I Jr., on Twitter. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear from head coach Doc Rivers. And if you want to get a phone call in before we wrap up the show here, give us a call, 414-677-1250. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's right here on 1250 AM The Fan.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Toby Altizer in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. I will be in for him as well on Sunday for the final game of the regular season. But don't worry, Sparky's going to be back for the playoffs. Also, he's going to be back on Monday for Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 to 5 p.m. right here on 1250 a.m. The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer talking about all the different sports in Wisconsin. And that's going to be fantastic to have back on the airwaves. Also want to listen because Bucks postseason tickets are going to be up for giveaway, so make sure you check that out on Monday. The Bucks lose tonight 125-107. Also want to tell you quickly about Pottawatomie Casino. Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. With a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers.
But, you know, we got a good burn, which I that was, you know, would love that one, but I wanted to burn some minutes, and we did that.
Just what do you think of Chris?
Yeah, I thought he was great. I thought Chris stood out in that group. I thought Ty was good. Ryan played in short minutes, but he can play. You could see that. So, you know, it was good for them to play. Good for Gal to get a lot of minutes, too. So, you know, these minutes are important for us. You know, especially a guy like Gal who can play in the playoffs. Unfortunately, with the league rules, two-way players can't play in the playoffs, which is just insane, but that's for another day. But Gal can, and so those minutes, and Jay played minutes, so those minutes were important.
I mean, yeah, with these young guys, you haven't seen good for me. John's been hurt for a while, so I mean, just to get them.
Yeah, listen, I'm at a disadvantage with our young guys because I wasn't in training camp. I didn't see them play. By the time I got, we haven't had many practices. So these literally, like Ryan, other than a couple of, I haven't seen guys play much. So it was good to see guys play.
With Andre, you know, he comes in. You put him on Shea, you know, he comes, I saw you kind of coach him up a little bit,
yeah.
And Pat did. What, Andre has played for you, so what did you want to see in those
he's just
minutes?
Too aggressive against great players. Great players use your, they love an aggressive player. They just let you turn them to the right where they want to go, and they go. And that's, he did the same thing the last game, too, against Orlando, and that's something he's going to have to learn. Like, he's a long athlete. Sometimes being aggressive affects the player, and sometimes it doesn't. He got to know when it doesn't, when they're using it against him. You know, Shea was literally wanting him to pressure him so he can turn him, and then he can go where he wanted to go. And that's a good lesson for him. He'll get better at that.
I believe absolutely that none of the scenarios have been wiped off the board. It's still, you could play anybody between 5 and 8. Yeah. You guys could be
scouting nightmare. You know, we know we'll be between 2 and 4.
Right.
We do know that. That's certainty. You know, other than that, we don't know anything. We have one more game. If we win, we know where we're at. If we don't, we could be 2, 3, or 4. You know, so the good news is no matter what, we'll be at home for game one. That we do know. You know, if we're 2, we have to wait for our find out. If we're 3 and 4, at least we can have 4 practices knowing who our opponent is, you know. So there's a lot of scenarios that are good there.
Just approaching that final game, there's a bunch of scenarios. Obviously, I'm guessing you're not really worried about them. Just go out and win. Just how much does it mean to finish strong on Sunday?
It'd be nice. It's not going to, like, if we win, that doesn't mean we're going to win the title. If we lose, that doesn't mean we're going to lose the title, you know. Once game one, can you remember game 82nd last year? Yeah, that's my point. So game one is really important. But I would like to win. You know, really, I would like to go win in Orlando. And you know, and so we decide where we want to be. You know, that's about it.
Couple interesting things out of that. One, he mentioned the idea that we talked about a little bit earlier. If you're the 2 seed, because of the way the play-in tournament works, which I kind of think is stupid, we won't really talk about that tonight, but I don't like the play-in tournament. You got 82 games in a season for a reason. Why do we need to play another couple of games to figure it out? I digress. But when you look at moving down to 3 and 4, you don't necessarily love that, but at the same point, you also know your opponent. So then you can at least, like he said, get a couple of extra practices knowing this is who we're going to play. I don't know how much it really matters, but it is something that you could consider. One thing I thought that was interesting as well, he brought up Andre Jackson and his aggression on the defensive side of the basketball and saying that he was playing too much into the offensive player's hands by playing a little bit too aggressively and kind of work into what they wanted to do. I think he's spot on because Andre Jackson played 12 minutes tonight and had the worst plus-minus on the team at minus 20. He didn't score. It was 0 for 2 from the field, 0 for 1 from deep. He had 2 rebounds, 3 turnovers, 2 fouls, and was minus 20 in 12 minutes. But I think tonight was also decent for the team. Playoff seeding does matter. But at the same point, it also doesn't if you're the Bucks because you're going to be a top 4 seed, so you know that you're going to play at home. The only thing that you really want to avoid if you're worried about facing Boston in the second round is don't get that 4 seed. So 2 and 3 you kind of live with, right? You don't want to go down to four to face Boston in the second round. But, you know, we talked about that a little bit earlier. You know, if you think that they're going to lose, then, yeah, you'd rather lose on the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you think they're going to win, does it really matter? That's another discussion we can have at another time. But I think tonight you also got the opportunity, if you're Doc Rivers, hopefully Chris Middleton can carry over some of the rhythm that he found tonight. Hopefully he can carry some of that over. You hope that Brook Lopez, I thought he found a little bit of a rhythm as well. Hopefully he can carry that over. You got the guys a little bit of rest. And you mentioned a guy like Gallinari. He got 19 minutes tonight, scored 11 points, had 4 rebounds. Does he factor into the playoff rotation at all? Even if it's just a couple of minutes, just a handful of minutes, does he factor in? Because now you've gotten to see these guys in a little bit of action. You know, getting these guys that haven't played extended minutes the last couple of weeks, getting these guys into the game to just see, all right, maybe this guy can play, you know, a 5-minute stretch here in the playoffs if we need it. Maybe this guy can come in and give us a boost off the bench for just a couple of minutes. I think that was what tonight was about. You want to see the Bucks come back on Sunday and play well and win that game and probably just wrap up the 2 seed. But then at the same point, it really doesn't matter. Like Doc said there, 82nd game of the year, who really cares? It's all about game one of the playoffs. Once it gets to this point in the season, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you've already clinched a playoff spot. You've clinched the top 4 seed. It's all about who you're going to play. And it's one of those things, too, where because of the schedule and because of the craziness of the Eastern Conference, the Bucks have no idea who they're going to play. They can't even try to say, oh, they should lose to try and match up with this team, or they should win to try and match up with this team. They have no idea who they are going to match up with. So I think it's something where you don't even worry about the scenarios if you're Doc Rivers, if you're the basketball team. You don't even worry about it going into Sunday's game. You prepare to win in Orlando to wrap up the regular season, and then you get ready after that once you figure out whether, you know, if you're the 2 seed, then you kind of get ready for one of the 2 teams you're going to face and then see who ultimately wins there and get, you know, fully on board after that. Or if you end up losing and you're a 3 or 4 seed, you know who your team is, then you can fully dive into the scouting report after the game on Sunday and get into playoff mode. But I am just interested. I want to get your thoughts on this, Charlie, before we get out of here. You know, we talked about it with Rohan. I talked about it a little bit. I do think that something that, you know, we haven't heard a lot about, I'm interested to see once we get to the playoffs, I kind of feel like, and maybe this is just being a little bit jaded because you want the Bucks to do well, but it just feels like to me that this is a team that knew that it was a playoff team all year. Obviously, they've had the craziness of the head coaching changes, and that's all been crazy, and we know all of that stuff. But you almost wonder if when everything settles down because you're focused on facing Philadelphia, or you're focused solely on facing Miami, or you're focused solely on facing whoever it is, that when all the craziness just settles into let's beat who's in front of us, four games out of the 7, you almost wonder if they just get on a roll and get things figured out and going. Because talent-wise on paper, this is still the team that everyone was on going into the regular season. The talent's still there, but it hasn't clicked for them. Does that little bit of a jolt of going into the playoffs and kind of focusing in, does that change things?
I mean, I think for a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, streakiness has kind of been the name of the game this season. So going in on a hot streak would help a lot more than going in on a slow streak. The only thing is, when I look at teams that do go on to the playoffs with like a whole different mindset, you think automatically the Miami Heat. The difference between the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks, and I don't know if it's as obvious this season as last season, but the Miami Heat lose quietly. They go into the postseason as like a 7 or 8 seed quietly and then make their noise. The problem with the Bucks is that they've been at the 2 seed all year. Everybody's been criticizing them about their body language, about the way they communicate on the court. You saw communication issues on the court tonight when Giannis and Dame aren't out there. That kind of stuff scares me. Going into the playoffs with Giannis possibly not being 100% again, just like last year. You know, Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard both not being 100% again, just like last year. You know, that scares me going into a first-round matchup going against, again, maybe the Miami Heat or a team like the Philadelphia 76ers, who may kind of be on that same, like, Heat level where they kind of were riding under the radar this season, mostly because Joel Embiid was hurt, but now he's healthy. and now he's rested. He's had all this time resting. I don't know. I think if the Bucks are going to lose, it's going to be in the first round. But beyond that, I can definitely see them getting hot and taking it from there.
So you know, back to the final question I asked Rohan, like, what's more likely? Is this team going to win the NBA Finals or lose in the first round? And to me, it feels like you almost have to go losing in the first round, but I just don't know if I see this team winning the NBA Finals is what I struggle with. I think they can get past the first round. I think they should get past the first round. But I could see this being a first-round exit year. But every time I want to say, like, you know, all the common sense, Charlie, just tells you, like, all right, this team isn't going to have it this year. Even if they get past the first round, it's going to be one where it's like, whew, we made it out of the first round. And then you drop in the second round to Boston or whoever you match up with. It could be something like that. But I don't know. Maybe it's just a little bit of craziness in my head thinks that when you take out all this extra crap that's going on and you just say, guys, we've got to focus because we've got game one tonight. Guys, we got to focus. Game two tonight. We're going on the road. Game three tonight. Part of me thinks when you just say, that's it. Roll the balls out. We're going out at it tonight. We've got this specific game plan. We're going at it tonight. We'll make adjustments going into that. When you get into that playoff mode, it's so different. And a lot of it's going to be on Doc, frankly, because that's, you know, we as frustrating as Coach Bud was, it was something where it just took a while with the adjustments, but sometimes it was good, sometimes it was bad. You know, how does Doc Rivers adjust in these things, and how does he get the guys to get going for these games?
You know,
I don't know.
I think Doc Rivers, out of anybody on this Bucks team, has the most to prove. I think a lot of people have been doubting him throughout this whole second half of the season that he's been the coach. You know, there's been the jokes online about how he's never been able to really lead a team to a championship unless they're stacked. I think, kind of to your point, he's going to have to come out and really change the mentality of this team going into the playoffs. Now, it's a lot easier said than done, and I think going out there with a different playoff mentality is a lot easier said than done. But at the same time, I think this is the point where he just has to go, you know what, I'm sick of these people talking about me like this. We need to turn up. I have a good team here that is capable of winning the NBA championship. They're capable of beating that Boston Celtics team like we saw. You know, if they're capable of beating the Boston Celtics, I think they're capable of beating anybody else in the league. So you just got to go in there with the right mentality. He's got to be the guy that's leading that mentality.
And you've got two alphas on the team, and Giannis and Dame, and they need to come out and play like it, and they need to have that mentality in the locker room. It can be something as simple as, guys, we're not letting us lose this series. And if it's something where they have to do it together, or if it's something where Giannis has to do it, and then Dame has to do it, and then Giannis has to do it, I don't really care. But yes, Doc has a lot to prove. I 100% agree. It's also on those guys. There's a reason you traded for Damian Lillard. We've seen Giannis turn on alpha and go win whole series, it seems like, at times, especially single games in the playoffs. I mean, heck, I was in the building at Pfizer Forum for game six of that finals run. I've never seen a performance like that. And I've seen Giannis score 50 multiple times. Never like that in an NBA Finals environment. We know he can do it. Dame Lillard has to do it, too. And it can be something where they work off of each other. That's something that Doc's going to have to balance as well. But you're going to need Dame Lillard to just show up and do what he did in Portland multiple times to win series. He never went the full way. Giannis can help lead him there. I think that this team has it, but it's so tough to see them with what we've seen over the last couple of weeks and really all throughout this season. It's really tough to see this team making a really deep run when you've got the Boston Celtics ahead of them. At some point, you would think, assuming they get out of the first round, but we'll continue to talk about this as we wrap up and the season comes to an end on Sunday, and I'll be back with you guys on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be back on Monday with Wisconsin Sports Daily. Appreciate you guys listening in. Toby Altizer out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.